Greg.
I thought you'd be closed by now.
Yes, we are. But I still answer the phone because a lot of times my employees need things from me. I'm sorry?
What things?
I can't hear you.
Direct deposit, is it happening tomorrow?
Direct deposit?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me if direct deposit's happening here?
Yeah, do you guys do direct deposit there?
We do.
Okay. So is it going to hit tomorrow?
Well, we got paid last week. We don't get paid this week. Who's this?
Oh, this is Cross. I'm a customer.
Do we do direct deposit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of the employees opt to, some of the employees don't.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, so next week I can get a direct deposit?
Next week you can get a direct deposit?
Can I?
I'm confused. Are you discussing banking matters as a customer? I don't understand.
Yeah, I am.
Are you an employee that wishes to get direct deposit from us?
No, I'm a customer.
You're a customer?
Uh-huh, yeah. I was wondering if you guys have direct deposit this week or next week or not.
Well, I don't understand why I'm releasing our financial information to a customer.
It's for an investment. Do you guys do the ADP card also? Or do you just
do
paychecks?
No, we don't do anything like that.
Paychecks, paper checks also, or just direct deposit?
Yeah, I don't really understand the nature of this call, but if you want to call back tomorrow and talk to the general manager, that'd be all right.
This is all supposed to be public information. I don't understand why you're withholding it. You could be getting some trouble.
Because I usually don't get phone calls of this nature, and I'm reticent to answer due to the fact that I don't know if it's public or private information. I'd really have to check with the ownership.
No, it is public. It says it on the computer.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable taking this phone call, sir, with all due respect. But please have a nice night.
Do you have a papers? Hello. Please have a nice night. Okay, good. Big words. He said reticent. Yeah, I was going to say, wow, man. That's threw me for a loop. Like when Zolar said Umbridge once, and I was like, what the fuck?
Where are you learning? Greg.
Yeah. Do you have the papers there?
Do I have what papers here?
Well, you know when someone gets hired, you give them certain papers like rules and the W-2 and all that?
Sure. Sure, we keep those here.
Yeah, I want some copies of those.
I'm sorry?
I want to come by and get some copies of those. I know you're closed, but maybe I could be there in like 5 minutes. You give me some copies of those.
No, I'm not doing anything like that. Sorry, I'm not releasing any information or payroll information to anyone.
What about the insurance information there?
No, I'm not releasing any information about the way this business is run to anyone. I'm sorry.
I got hurt there, and you're supposed to give me the insurance information. I demand this right now. I'm making a claim.
No, I don't answer to demands like that because I don't understand. I don't have the legal ramifications to know whether or not that's public information.
Listen, I know you're using,
you can try tomorrow.
You're using big words, but I command you to give me this right now or I'm going to hold you responsible.
Responsible with whom?
What's your name?
My name's Jim, and we're closed. So, I mean, that's what I don't understand.
Well, you're
demanding
information
from me. I don't know who this is.
I
what
fell
you're
down.
Looking for, what information you're looking for?
Listen, sir, I'm the attorney here, and this is a Freedom of Information Law request, and you are required to give this to my client.
That's right.
I cannot understand what you're saying, and I cannot really understand or grasp what you're saying. But
I fell down.
This is a
listen,
phone call for the owner.
I fell down in the parking lot. Okay, this happened. I fell down in the parking lot earlier today after I was there, and I'm holding you people responsible. I need to get these papers and information for my lawsuit against you. I've got my attorney on the line, and this is all Freedom of Information Act information.
We don't even have a parking lot, sir.
This is in my
There's no parking lot after
I ate there. I fell down outside.
We don't have a parking lot.
What's your name? I'm running you down in this dais. What is your name?
I'm sorry, man. This doesn't sound like anything I need to deal with. This sounds like something the owner needs to deal
with. What's your social security number?
Yeah, and I'm not giving you that.
What are the last four numbers?
Yeah, sorry, man.
You give me the last four numbers.
Unless I have your information, I'm not releasing any information.
Listen, my social is 9383 is my last four numbers.
I don't want to know your social, sir. I don't want to know your
9383.
Social. 9383. I don't know who this is, and I don't know what this is about, but I think this is something the owner needs to deal with.
3247993838.
I don't want to know your social security number, sir.
I just gave it to you. Now you have to give me yours.
No, I don't have to give you I don't have to give you anything, sir.
Did you get
so you're required by law to give him your social security number?
No, I'm not required by law to give anyone my social security number over the phone.
You are too. For a lawsuit, you
send
are.
Send a cop. Send a cop down here. I'm talking to the cop.
Complicit. This guy is complicit. He's invasive. He's not giving you the information required. This guy needs to be on the lawsuit too, sir.
Yes, he does.
Well, I don't understand. You know, if I got someone telling me I need to do something over the phone and I don't have any paperwork to prove that I need to do this, then I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be part of a lawsuit.
Well, you
are. I don't
are.
Know who this
is. Ignorance is no excuse for evasion of the law, sir.
Listen,
I'm not evading the law. If you get a cop here to tell me I'm evading the law, I'll speak to an officer, but I'm not speaking to some guy on the phone demanding I give him my Social Security number.
Morgan told us to call. Told us to call in.
I'm sorry?
Morgan and Tim both told us to call in and get this information from you.
Who did?
Morgan and Tim, both of them.
All right, hang on one sec here.
Thank you.
Morgan!
This guy is resisting interrogation. That is definitely a legal offense.
Just one of Morgan's friends.
Come at me, bro. Seriously, tell me the information right now.
No, I'm not giving you any information. I'm talking to Morgan right now. He says nothing like that happened today.
Morgan and Tim both said that that's exactly what I needed to do. Was call speak.
What are you swearing to me for? What are you swearing to me for? Now you're swearing I can hang up. Have a good day.
I swear. What did I say?
Nothing.
Did I swear? What a fucking liar.
I didn't hear you swear.
I didn't hear it either. Call him back.